Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
So Ken Paxton, you might not like the way he dresses. And I say this, it's so insulting to him, but I might as well say it. You might not like the way he looks. You might not love his look.
He's basically just calling Ken Paxton chopped and ugly and says, because of that, you know, you just have to look past that, basically. What? All right, everybody, this reporting is astonishing, and it's honestly batshit crazy. I'm sorry to start this video off just cussing at you all, but I cannot believe this new report about Donald Trump meeting with a U.S. Army secretary who resigned just yesterday. So yesterday, former U.S. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll submitted his resignation, citing the Iran war, the failing foreign policy of Trump, and the fact that this unsustainable war in the Middle East is making us all less safe and putting us all in more danger. Well, we now have reporting that just hours before this Army secretary resigned, they had a private meeting with the president. And during this meeting, the president was only talking about the ballroom that he's building. He was only talking about his side projects and refused to engage with the actual war at hand. We have new reporting. It says, former U.S. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll reportedly met with Trump to inform him that the Iran war was making it impossible to achieve foreign policy goals. And apparently during this meeting, Trump talked exclusively about his ballroom in response, causing Driscoll to resign, believing the admin was, quote, doomed. This is not some liberal army secretary. This is not some radical leftist online. This is a respected, an experienced U.S. Army secretary who was nonpartisan and who said that we are doomed because of this administration. Then Donald Trump takes the stage just moments ago at an event that is directed, it is made for swing district Republicans who are having trouble in the midterms. He's holding an event for all of these Republicans who are maybe about to get voted out in the general election, who are clinging on by a thin margin, and who need Donald Trump's help in terms of fundraising, giving him money, and giving him a little bit of that extra MAGA boost, right? Well, during this event, Donald Trump once again gets sidetracked by the helipad in the ballroom. I mean, you cannot make this up. He is more focused on the helipad than he is the economy. He is more focused on the ballroom than he is the Iran war. He has been more focused on the reflecting pool than actually getting a healthcare plan out for the American people. He said 2 weeks from now, for the past 10 years. So let me just play this clip for you, and then I want to run through some of the danger that we're in with Iran, what Trump has really been focused on lately with his ballroom, and how this war is going as a whole. I mean, just look at this right here. I find this to be uniquely disgusting. This is what Hegseth has turned our military into. A worn down, less effective, less strong, and rusty military, because he's so focused on culture wars and wokeness and trans people. So bad that this is what our military looks like. This is what one of our ships looks like after months and months of being stranded out at sea. Really quickly, you can catch me debating on CNN Newsnight tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And if you miss it, then just subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed because you'll get a recap on our channel tomorrow. And what is Trump talking about? Repairing our military? No. Repairing the ballroom.
We used to have news conferences and the women would leave with their shoes like this. Their shoes were destroyed. And the men's shoes were destroyed also. They just didn't want to show it. But it's been great. And outside, as you see, we just completed what I think is the most beautiful helipad anywhere in the world. I think most of you have seen it. So beautiful that I didn't even get sued. You know, they came over. The radical left came over. They looked and they said, that's beautiful. They couldn't believe it, actually, but we needed it for many, many years. They wanted a helipad, and we built the best helipad people have. Nobody's ever seen one like that.
Nope, nobody's ever seen anything like this that Trump's done. He uses this phrase over and over. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. But he's always talking about this juvenile, symbolic bullshit, and he's never actually talking about the policy that he's trying to implement, because he has none. At the very same time that Donald Trump is focused on the ballroom, the helipad, and the reflecting pool, he has now taken on a new side project. No, not one that's going to help the American people, but one that is further based on antagonizing our closest allies of Canada. And now, Donald Trump has taken on a new focus. Beyond Donald Trump being more focused on the ballroom than the Iran war, beyond him being more focused on the helipad than he is the economy, he has now taken a uniquely special interest in our allied country of Canada. You guys already know that he signed an executive order renaming Lake Ontario to Lake America. He posted this embarrassing video where he's holding this piece of paper that says Lake Ontario on it. It's all just exhausting and awful, weirdly authoritarian towards our allies. I mean, this guy is soft on North Korea, but he's hard against Canada. He's soft on Russia, but he's hard against Switzerland and puts tariffs on them. He's hard against all of NATO and wants to invade Greenland, but is very friendly to some of our, you know, more hostile adversaries. During all of this, we're still stuck in the Iran war, and Trump is facing major backlash for attacking Canada in this manner. Not just from Canadians, but check this out. MapQuest was the only app not to change Lake Ontario to Lake America. And MapQuest hit number one across all apps and games on the US App Store. The reason why is that because it refused to rename Lake Ontario to Lake America after Trump's executive order. Google Maps complied. After a while, Apple Maps complied. Sensor Tower estimates 632,000 US downloads since the order. That's about half of their downloads for this year. And you can see right here that if you zoom in on Apple Maps, this was before they updated it, it said Lake Ontario. That's what it's supposed to say. Let me just zoom in a bit more. This is Lake Ontario. And then after the fact, if you check out Google Maps was the first one to update it. You zoom in, that same lake now says Lake America. Listen, it's so effing pointless. This is the type of symbolic, juvenile bullshit that Trump has predicated his entire presidency on. You wanna know some nuance here? If we had some fucking superstar president who was just amazing, if we had a president whose economy was great, there were no new wars, everyone was economically healthy, healthcare was being introduced and rolled out, and we just had a great old time, I wouldn't really care if we had an old president who was a little bit narcissistic and who was like doing all these sideshows. If we had an old-ass president who was doing a great job and he wanted to change the reflecting pool, go for it. But the fact that we have this old, decrepit president who can't even focus on the real issues and is only focused on these symbolic side issues, that is a massive effing problem. The reflecting pool was being cleaned under Obama, but people weren't complaining because Obama was actually focused on getting the Affordable Care Act passed. The policy was the focus. Now, there is no policy whatsoever. It's all symbolic shit. And Trump just tweeted out a few hours ago, Apple Maps has just announced that it has changed the name of Lake Ontario to Lake America. So now that very important change of names between Google and Apple Maps is complete, ratified, and binding. Thank you for your attention to this matter, said Donald Trump in a Truth Social post. Dog, can you place your attention on any other matter? Can we maybe get out of this war that we're now 185 days in? Can we maybe stop the tariffs, which are hiking up inflation? Can we maybe focus on the farmers, the workers, the people who elected you are struggling? This is what he's posting instead. It's him walking up to Welcome to Lake Ontario, kicking the sign out of place, and putting Welcome to Lake America instead. And then he does his dance. Dog, you have nothing to celebrate here. I was doing a debate on Jubilee last week, and I asked the Trump supporters, can you name one thing that Trump promised and then delivered on? And we walked through the list, there was nothing. No new wars? No, he started a new war. Ending the deficit on day one? He's increased the deficit. Eliminating the debt? He's made the debt worse. Inflation? Higher. Unemployment? Higher. More wars. Epstein files? Not released. Even on immigration. The one that he was supposed to be strong on. He is underwater because ICE can't stop themselves from murdering people in the streets. All of this is happening while our ships are deteriorating, our military is losing its missile capacity, and we now have more news. Exclusive. The Pentagon has pulled decades of classified documents from a secret computer system commonly used by defense officials and U.S. troops. This is after the Washington Post recently published a story detailing senior military officials' concerns about the Iran war. Well, guess what? Good for us, we have the article that they're referring to. So they are now scrubbing parts of the U.S. military database because of this article that says, several U.S. military leaders have advised Defense Secretary Hegseth that prolonging large-scale operations against Iran is unsustainable and risks weakening their ability to confront threats elsewhere, including the homeland. The warnings, detailed for Hegseth by the heads of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and the four-star commanders overseeing operations through Europe, Asia, and Latin America, appear in the August 14th edition of the SDOB. So basically, all of these people came out, the heads of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and said, dude, this war is not sustainable. This war is screwing us over. And Trump is just blind to it. Pete Hegseth is just blind to it. In fact, Trump has now started his midterm scramble. He's realized how fucked he is when the midterms come. So he's out on stage campaigning for the weakest candidates ever. Listen to how Donald Trump decided to campaign for Ken Paxton today. He basically just called him ugly.
And we're going to go to Texas and work for Ken Paxton, who's a great guy. I mean, so Ken Paxton, you might not like the way he dresses. And I say this, it's so insulting to him, but I might as well say it. You might not like the way he looks. You might not love his look. You might not love his television interviews. But he was the best attorney general in the country, perhaps.
You might not like the way he looks? Holy shit, that's pretty brutal. You know, Trump said the same one earlier, and he was like, you might not like what he wears, but he's great. And he just added in one new part, and it was, you might not like the way he looks. He's basically just calling Ken Paxton chopped and ugly and says, because of that, you know, you just have to look past that, basically. What?
He was one of the best in the entire country. And that speaks a lot louder than the suit he's wearing that doesn't look so great or than anything, frankly. He was maybe...
Dude, Trump hates Ken Paxton. Like, you can just tell. Trump is trying to take jabs at Ken Paxton's suit and his clothes. The reality is, can I just point out, the reality is, Trump had the choice to endorse John Cornyn in Texas and decided against it because he wanted Paxton to be the nominee because Paxton was MAGA, true MAGA. Well, guess what? True MAGA is uniquely corrupt, protects pedophiles, very soft on crime, screws over Americans, cuts cancer research, and yes, dresses in a shitty manner, which Trump seems to recognize. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I will be on CNN Newsnight tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Catch me there. I love you all. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.